to do today. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, repeat after me. Hallelujah. Come on, open your mouths, open your hearts to the Lord this morning. What you're about to hear is about to change your life forever. Oh, we give you praise and honor. Oh, glory to you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, I can't hear you. Come on, if you can't sing already, just lift your hands. He's worthy of a wave this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for all that your morning has, God. We thank you for this moment that we give to you in honor of you. We adore you. We praise you, God. We thank you. We come into your courts, your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Are you ready to praise him? Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Manifest.
good God. Go ahead and lift your voice in this house. You're a good God. Hallelujah.
Protecting me
each and every day.
for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your mercy.
Where would I be without it? I thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
Come on, both hands lifted up. I thank you for your faithfulness.
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 Thank you for your
love. Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
He's a good God.
He's a good God.
Come on, tell him. You tell him you're a good God.
You're a good God.
You're a good God. Oh, hallelujah.
Mercy.
Come on, just think about it. I thank you for your grace.
I thank you for your grace.
Oh, hallelujah. I thank you for your mercy.
I thank you for your mercy.
And I thank you for everything. I thank you for your grace.
I thank you for your grace.
Come on, do a dance. I thank you for your faithfulness.
I thank you for your faithfulness.
I thank you for your faithfulness.
bless your name, Father. We'll sing it then.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
You to hide behind your praise this morning. Fill this atmosphere with a spirit of worship. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
I lie. You do wonders in I lie. Oh, yes, you do. You do wonders in my life. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Hallelujah. You do wonders. You do wonders in my life. You do wonders. You do wonders in my life. Have your way, oh God. You do wonders.
You do wonders in my life.
Faithful God.
Faithful God.
That's a good way to start a Sunday morning off, praising Him. You know, He deserved to be praised. You've done so much for us. I love Him. You love Him? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I'm so thankful. And you know, I have to do something particular this morning with you and for you to assure you that no matter how the tides turn in this world system, that God is still in control. I don't know about you, but I need to know that. I need to know that man is not in control. And I definitely need to know Satan not in control. And so by divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost, I'm given a way to assure you, to build your confidence. I'm going to pray with you this morning, but there's a way God showed me how to build your confidence no matter what come on the news, no matter how bad things seem to be getting, that you still know that your Father is in control. There will be people who do not know are going to have heart problems. They're going to suffer from oppression and depression because at this hour, religion won't work. It's relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, with the kingdom that is within you. Is the only way you're going to be able to stand and listen to me, stand strong, not barely standing. Nobody won't barely stand, but stand strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So I want you to get your Bibles and start heading to the altar, your Bibles and head to the altar. Turn to Psalm 46. This is what I'm going to pray about this morning, Psalm 46. It's by divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He came to me and told me, "Say, I want my people to hear this, and I want you to pray for them." Yes, so they will recognize that no matter what they're dealing with, it's only temporary. I'm still God. I created a word this morning. I can't wait to share this new word I got put in my dictionary. You must not let technology take the place of super knowledge. Yeah. God was doing it before they ever tried to do that. You understand? Yeah. And so we need to know, we need to have courage because politically, they're out of their mind. I don't know if you watch any of this stuff. This stuff is, They have fought the president of the United States for a whole time he was in office. It's sad. And he have done the best job that any president ever done. He just so happened to be black, but I just got, you know. And he did it without them. I think he just caught another guy, another wild man. Put him under. And so, you know, God said he's not going to have a dictator in office. And so in this 46th Psalm, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Did it say absent or present? Oh, present help. So God presently can help me. Right? No matter what's going on. You need to know that because I'm going to pray about that. See, I don't care what you're going through. I don't even care if you made a mistake. God will forgive you. All right, watch the next verse. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountain shake with the swelling thereof. Now that word Salah means pause calmly and quietly. Do not be disturbed. Pause calmly and quietly. Do not be disturbed, for you know who is in control. And you're connected to him. This is wonderful news, isn't it? Now, I'm not doing this just on a pastoral basis of a preaching engagement. This is what the Lord told me to tell his people. You have people all over the world watching us today. Some people heart failing. Some people troubled about all the things you want to do. They're trying to put men and women in the same bathroom. That ain't God. Verse 4 says, there is a river. The stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is. In the midst of her, she shall not be moved. Why? God shall what? Help her. And that's right early. Listen, the heathen rage, the kingdom will move. He uttered his voice, the earth melt. I feel the Holy Ghost. Verse 7, look at verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Take another break. That's what Salah means. Take another break. Think about that. Don't care how it look, my sisters and brothers. It's subject to change. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, how it look? Everything is subject to change.
Hallelujah.
Let's read about it. Because going to a voice that I want you to have. It's going to a voice that I really want you to have to sum it all up. Verse 8 said, come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh walls to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. In other words, ain't nobody gonna win this war. But then in verse 10, my God. Oh, my God in heaven. If you're a Christian, and if you're not happy right now, something extremely wrong with you. We are talking about the God. Listen, he says, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, fret not yourself because of evil doers. What did he say there be? They'll soon be what? Cut off. Be still and know that I'm God. Not only am I God, but he says, I will be exalted among the heathen. Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? He said, I will be exalted in the earth. Not in heaven, in the earth. Who you think he gonna do that through? I have no hand but your hand. I have no feet but your feet. I have no mind to use but your mind. You are my representative in the earth realm. I'm going to use you to stop this mess. You follow what he's saying? God always had him a remnant. He always had him a people that he could talk to and put his power in and send them out in the earth realm doing signs and wonders and miracles. There are moments. There are moments, oh my God, there are moments of exaltation must take place in the body of Christ. This is one of those moments. So whenever you look at the news again, use the word too late. I've heard something better than this. You follow what I'm saying? We the church have to know this. We have to know this. We have to understand this. He said, be still, know I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Pause again. He told us pause three times. And then he said, be still. Be still and pause. Now, the political affairs of life, we have a right to pray that somebody come and get in that obeys God. And the neighborhood that you live in has a right to be under protective service. But you got to know that. Because I live here. Angels are always flying in this neighborhood. We have to know this. Tell somebody next to you, you have to know this. Lift holy hands all over the place. Let's take care of the election. Whoever get in there, they're going to act right. are they going to die? The church has so much authority.
So much authority.
The church has so much authority.
Yes, sir.
Father, we read your word this morning. You brought us by divine inspiration to bless this body, to understand no matter what they're up against, you bigger than that. I thank you for these precious people, both the members of this church and every visitor that is in this house today and people around the world by internet and TV that the anointing rests now. Not only the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost and fire set upon each believer. As we open this service this morning, it's a wonderful opening, Lord. We praise you with songs. Now we have authority. You say, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Jesus, you say, whatsoever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loose the power of the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. We loose an anointing upon every child of God and the sound of my voice upon this house that your name can be represented. Bless this thy people. Bless them with courage, enthusiasm, hope, expectation. Woo! Let the fire fall. In this service, we give you thanks. That every person who need healing, receive healing. Every family that have confusion, it'll be straightened out today. Every financial need will be met. Lord, I bless the Honor family. They come here by bus. They came here by coach. They're here this morning. I bless every one of them in a special way. I bless their home. I bless their bodies. I bless their business. Whatever. I bless their children, their grandchildren. Wow! Thank you. We're one Father's children, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Thank you for being in our midst today. In Jesus' name, amen. Holler, hallelujah. Shake hands with some people. Make them at home. Go over. Look, go over in that corner. Got a whole family over there. Go over there. Go get them. Over there in that corner over there. Call that and the whole family here. Go over there and make them welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Come on, we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Come on, praise us. Hallelujah, then. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. We know who we are in Christ.
We've been called for to show His excellence.
Come on, sing while you're looking.
All I require.
Come on, Zion.
God is given to me, and I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What He says I am.
Come on.
Where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. Where He says I am. Where He says I'm at. I know
I'm walking in power,
walking in power, working miracles. I live a life of favor.
I know who.
I know who I am.
See, oh.
makes you look at me, I'm a wonder.
Doesn't matter what you see now, when you see His glory, I know who I am. If you look at me, I'm a wonder.
Shout to the Lord if you know who you are. Hallelujah. Come on, fill this atmosphere with praise. If you know who you are in Christ, if you know who God made you to be, you need to shout about it. This is your time. This is your season to be exactly who He created you to be. Say, I know who I am.
Hey! for everyone. A new day has begun. Something to shout about.
So let it be known.
Let it be known that our God saves.
Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
We lift you up, Lord.
Let it be known
that love has come.
We praise your holy name.
Hallelujah. We give it all to you right now. For you are worthy to be praised right now and forever. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We
thank you again. We welcome your presence. We humble ourselves before you. As we turn to look at your word this morning, may we hear your voice clearly, that you can give us divine direction and divine protection in this time. Thank you for every person here in the auditorium and around the world by internet. In Jesus' name, amen. You may find your seats.